Geek Radio Daily for Friday, August 21st, 2009. It's All the Geek right on time. Does that work?
Yeah, right on time.
Yeah.
We'll go with it.
Because we're only like 2 minutes late starting today.
Yeah.
Considering it's Friday, and we could have just said, screw the whole thing, let's go to Tijuana. I think we're doing fantastic.
Tijuana's a bit of a road trip for today. I'd say, you know, maybe Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach?
Yeah.
Huh, that could explain why you're sitting over there just like you are, the Bruce.
Are you okay? Because you're sweating pretty profusely.
I'm thinking about Myrtle Beach.
That could do it, exactly.
That could do it, yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking to myself, man, there's tons of places I'd rather be than work today, because I am Billy Flynn.
I gotta look for a different line of work, something with a future.
Because, come on.
Right now?
I push buttons and play records, for the God's sake. This date, August 21st in 1614, Countess Elizabeth Báthory dies. Or did she?
No, she did.
Oh, okay. This date in 1888, the adding machine was patented by William Seward Burroughs.
How long does it take for the subtracting machine to be patented?
Someone's still working on that, oddly okay. enough. 1959, Hawaii became the 50th state in the United States. So, you know.
Thanks for the extra star on the flag.
Yeah, then, you know, to celebrate when I get off the air, I'm going to get laid. Ha, see what I did?
There you go.
Yeah, that's awesome. 1973, the first house made of recycled parts was finished in Richmond, Virginia.
Huh.
How about that?
We're special like
I've got to go find that. What the hell? What house is that? You think we would have heard something about that? It would have been on the tours or whatever.
Maybe.
Big Richmond tours we have.
Yeah.
1993, NASA engineers lost contact with the $980 million Mars Observer spacecraft just as it was about to reach Mars. The whereabouts of the craft still unknown, but according to what I've learned from movies, it stuck to one of the Transformers.
Very possibly.
And on this date in 2017 will be the next total solar eclipse that will be visible from North America.
Wow.
So mark your calendars,
mark
ladies
them
and
now.
Gentlemen. Birthdays?
I got Hayden Panettiere. She's 20 years old. She's from Heroes. She was also on One Life to Live. But
she was in Bring It On. One of the Bring It On sequels.
Yeah.
Okay? Third one, fourth one.
Something
Jesus.
Like that.
Could you stop playing a cheerleader unless it's in my bedroom? Thank you.
Please. Jump up and down with your pom-poms.
Let's see. Sergey Brin is 36, co-founder of Google.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I knew that name.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, hey, it's Google. I know that one.
There you go. Got anybody else?
I got Kim Cattrall. She was in Star Trek VI, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's Undiscovered Country.
She's 53 years old. And Kenny Rogers, the gambler himself,
how could
71.
You, now, how could you talk Kim Cattrall? There's millions and millions of people listening right now going, yes. Kim Cattrall, how could you forget her most famous role ever as Lassie in Porky's? Okay?
She
was in Big Trouble in Little China, too.
Yeah, I was thinking you might go Sex and the City there for a second.
Hell
no. Like,
no.
Please don't go that route.
Hell no.
Yes, Lassie.
Hey, dude, Carrie Ann Moss, 41, Trinity.
Oh,
Trinity
yes.
from The Matrix, thank you very much. Steven Hillenburg is 48, the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants. Clarence Williams III is 70. That's Link from the Mod Squad. And some folks that would have had birthdays today, well, I guess they still do, even though they're no longer with us. Christopher Robin Milne was born on this date in 1920. Of course, that's the son of the man who brought us Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, isn't that
so
nice
that's him? Christopher Robin.
It's Christopher, yeah.
And Friz Freleng. Looney Tunes, Merry Medleys, Frizz.
Yeah, you gotta know who he is.
So much stuff there today. In fact, you know, you can probably find some of those Looney Tune things on television.
Yeah.
Which will probably be a whole hell of a lot better than anything that's on tonight.
Yeah, really.
Because, wow, let's see, what do we got? Yeah. Reruns of Ghost Whisperer, Medium, Numbers. Wow, that's crap.
Yeah.
ABC.
Super Nanny. Ugly Betty, yeah.
And reruns?
Yeah.
Fox has Titans versus Cowboys. Go Titans.
Colts.
Colts played last night, dude.
Did I get it wrong?
You do.
They had it wrong. Okay.
Yeah, Colts and Eagles played last night.
Did they?
That's right. And when I went to bed, the Colts were leading. And good for them, even though I never thought I'd root for Manning, I'm not supporting any team that's actually going to go, sure, Michael Vick, he's been through some personal tragedies. Because drowning puppies is a personal tragedy.
Ugh. Schmuck.
AMC right. American Movie Classic showing Exorcist the Beginning. See how all the pazuzuness happened.
Spy TV has Aliens, the 1986 version.
Game over, man.
Game over.
Country Music Television showing the fantastic little musical you've never seen, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds, Dolly Parton. Oh, dude.
A little slingshot. Yep.
That's a good movie, dude.
Sci-Fi Network has two episodes of Eureka, followed by an episode of Warehouse 13.
E! Entertainment Television has sexiest celebrity body parts. Now, don't show me the silicone.
Yeah, parts is parts. That don't work like that. No. TNT has The Da Vinci Code, a very good film I enjoyed quite much.
FX, if you're really brave tonight, if you just need to bring something up, date movie followed by epic movie.
I was just an epicat. It's quicker.
And probably just leave the bad taste in your mouth. FMC is showing The 7-Year Itch.
AMC go ahead.
No, AMC?
American Movie Classics.
Okay, what do you got?
Got Ghostbusters.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see that. Turner Classic Movie showing Bonnie and Clyde. TV Land showing the movie of MASH, but if I'm watching anything, sir, it is on the Chiller Network because a serial killer and a hungry bear stalk 8 young adults who are fulfilling sentences of community service at a California state park. Tonight, Glenn Morshower and Randy Wayne go to Grizzly Park.
Do they team up together, or is it just two people at the same time, two things at the same time?
I can't figure that out. If it's a serial killer who is training a bear to take over for him,
that'd be even cooler.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
No blasted lettuce today.
No, indeed, there's not. But, sir, you're here today.
Yes, I am.
Grace called your ass out yesterday.
Yes, she did. I heard about this one. Talk about Steve Wozniak not being a celebrity. Okay, Steve Wozniak is famous. I will grant you that.
Okay.
Does he make him a celebrity?
It's not called Dancing with the Celebrities.
You're right.
It's called Dancing with the Stars.
So he's a star. So he's famous. Yep. I'll give him that one. He's not a celebrity.
You got to say it like that song, Dancing with the Stars.
Stars.
Yeah, there you go. Lullaby.
Yeah.
So does that mean that she, according to what she says then, that we could be on Dancing with the Stars? That is, of course, provided we could actually dance. Thoughts?
First and foremost, no, I can't dance, so I will never appear on that show. Could we? No, because there are people that are more famous than us in podcasting.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Name five.
Scott Sigler, J.C. Hutchins, Mer Lafferty, T. Morris, and Podcasting's Rich Sickford.
Ah, see, but they're all writers. There you go. See?
We're not writers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, there you go. So, please, if you'd like to drop some pieces of mail, because God only knows he'll be here next week. Will it be you, the Bruce? I don't know. Will it be me?
I don't know. Who knows?
Whoever it'll be.
Whoever will pull the name out of the hat.
We would all love to listen to your messages. We would love to read your missives. And you can get those to us by sending an email to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. Friday, of course, means we've got to figure out what we're going to go be watching this weekend and check in on that geekified news on this Friday, August 21st edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In a world where knowledge is power, in an age where time is the most valuable commodity, in a voice that's killing my throat, comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers, classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
Hi, this is Hayden Panettiere from NBC's Heroes, and you're listening to Geek Label Radio.
Well,
you would be. Are we still doing that show?
But, you know, we are the bastard offspring of that show.
Yes, we're the hell spawn of that show.
The Leavens. If you will. Welcome to Friday, ladies. Oh, Kingfish, dude, we miss you.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
It's Friday, it's time, and by God, Inglourious Basterds is finally here.
Finally out.
Quentin Tarantino's remake, what a lot of people don't realize,
remake
of the movie Inglourious Basterds, oddly enough.
With a slight spelling change, you know. Well, A with an E. Yeah.
Brad Pitt's in it. BJ Novak's in it. What's his face? Eli Roth is in it. Tons of folks are in it. And every trailer you've seen, if you don't know the original film in any way, shape, or form, and you only know what you've seen in the trailers, I bet you're thinking this is just a rip-roaring action movie all the way through. It's not quite that.
This is a spaghetti western.
Yes.
Set in World War II.
Yes, it is. And there are two different storylines that run together that culminate at the end of the movie, and no trailer that I've seen so far has shown any snippet of the other storyline whatsoever.
Good.
Well, surprise me in a way. Yeah. But, you know, I'm thinking the people that want to go in and they want nothing but, yeah, I want to see the bastards go and kill Nazis.
They might be going,
wait, where am I at? What's going on?
That's okay.
That's fine. They'll be fine.
A couple of the movies that are coming out this week. Shorts. Where a mysterious rainbow-colored rock grants wishes to whoever's holding it.
Fruit flavor. Yeah. Oh, the colors of the rainbow.
Yes. And just like every other movie that has 10-year-olds with mysterious powers, nothing could possibly go wrong.
No. I wish for telephonesis.
If I
see that one more time, I'm sure for the kids that want to see it, it's going to be fine for them. But God, I'm tired of the trailer already. I'm sick of the trailer.
You'll stop seeing it by Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. Hey, but James Spader's in it.
Yeah,
so.
James Spader's there in it. Go. And let's see, John Cryer's in it as well. Also another movie called Postgrad. We were reading this review, the wife and I, and we're like, wow, this is every other movie we've ever seen.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Woman does well in high school, college, graduates, supposed to have her life right on track, and her college nemesis takes her perfect job.
What?
So she's forced to move back home with her eccentric family and realizes that life is more than just the perfect job.
Oh, poor her. X Games 3D, the movie, is out. It's not a wide release, so it might be near you. And if so, well, what could you ask for better on a Friday night than to have motocross flying right in your face?
I don't know. That's pretty cool to watch. I mean, even in 2D, it's pretty cool.
Okay. Got any other movies?
Nope, that's it.
Because there's a bunch of the crap out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, DC Comics making movies, they've decided to go not necessarily the big three route. You know, Jonah Hex, they showed a bunch of stuff at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Green Lantern, mm-hmm. who, as much as I love, is not one of the big three
heroes.
He's not
the big three, yeah. Number four or five. Yeah.
What about Captain Marvel, sir?
Ah. Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel getting a couple of screenwriters, Bill Birch and Jeff Johns, going back to the comics to get a storyline about young Billy Batson who can say the magical word...
Shazam!
Being the name of the wizard, of course, that gives him the powers, and I could break down what that means for you. But nothing greenlit yet, but DC really wants to get out the other heroes that mm-hmm. people aren't as familiar with because there's not all that baggage. Because, sure, they can do Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh.
But everyone's going to be thinking Linda Carter the whole time. They could try to do Superman, but we've a little bit of a bumpy road, and they've got that legal thing. And, of course, well, Batman, it's coming anyway. So good for you. Good for you. Now, let's see if Marvel Comics tries to sue them to get them to change the name.
What I've already read about that one?
Yeah.
They're going to call the movie Shazam.
Really?
They can't call it Captain Marvel.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
Marvel, I love you, but you're stupid. You do not own the word Marvel. Because if so, then I need to go back and edit out The Wizard of Oz because that's Professor Marvel.
They own the term Captain Marvel.
What?
Because they have a character named Captain Marvel.
But this Captain Marvel was first.
I know. Who copyrighted it first, though?
Eat it!
Yeah, I know.
Eat it, Marvel Comics.
Sorry. With a little less controversy here, there are two new stars that have signed on to the sci-fi show Caprica. James Marsters, who spent 7 years playing the punk vampire Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel,
is
joining the cast. Marsters will play a dangerous terrorist by the name of Barnabas Greeley in a minimum of 3 episodes.
Wait. So a former vampire is playing a guy named Barnabas. Okay, sure. All right, why not? Yeah. If he turns out to be a Caprica vampire,
I'm quitting the show.
Okay.
Let's see. Also, fresh off of his role from Joss Whedon's Dollhouse, comedian and actor Patton Oswalt has been hired for the recurring role as playing Baxter Sarno, a popular Caprican comedian who invites the Cylon inventor Daniel Greystone onto his chat show.
So he's the Jon Stewart of Caprica?
I believe so. Well, you get a comedian playing a comedian. Not much of a stretch, but still... It might be. It's going
to
be.
You know
good.
How hard it is to play yourself. It's very difficult. I don't know if you know that. It's difficult.
Isn't that masturbation?
Stuff. Warner Brothers has closed a deal to remake the 1981 John Borman Excalibur, with Bryan Singer producing and developing the movie as a potential directing vehicle. So apparently, you know, they won't let him come back and put X-Men back on track. Hey, Marvel, are you pissing me off in two stories now? So, Excalibur. Sure, John Borman's movie is a bit too long. It's weird, absolutely weird in places. You'll sit there and scratch your head and wonder, how exactly is he having sex with her while still in armor? But it's a beautiful movie. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Do kids care about King Arthur and stuff anymore?
I think with a good vehicle, they will start caring about him again.
Well, good luck.
Okay, according to Variety, another movie that should not be remade, but is going to be remade?
Yeah.
Robert Zemeckis is in negotiations to direct a 3D performance capture remake of the Beatles' 1968 animated cult hit Yellow Submarine for Disney Pictures.
What the hell?
Yeah.
How do you motion capture a blue meanie?
I have no idea. The original follows a soldier called Old Fred who meets up with the Beatles and travels in the yellow submersible to Pepperland and meets, you know, certain people like the Blue Meanies and music-hating creatures. Disney is trying to acquire the rights for the music for the film.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, for Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, When I'm 64, A Little Help with My Friends. The studio aims to have this film ready by the 2012 Summer Olympics.
Okay, why not?
Yeah.
The Finepix W1 Real 3D, the world's first digital camera, is going to arrive on Canadian shores on October 1st. It costs $700. It costs $500 for the Finepix Real 3D viewer, the picture frame that you'll need, because you see, your Mac, your PC, your TV will not be able to show a 3D picture. And if you want 3D prints of your photos, well, you can get them for about $10 a piece.
Wow.
At the only place that can develop them, which is Japan. So, thanks. But I'm going to go no thanks on that one.
Yeah. Canada can have it.
Yeah. Wow. And if you want to see something else stupid, you should go buy those fine forms at geekradiodaily.com and learn more about the Twilight sex toy. And that's all I'm going to say. GRD, licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Please, subscribe. Write reviews. Tell all your friends that we're better than sex. And drop us a line at podcast Billy Flynn, Victor the Bruce of French, is all at geekradiodaily.com.
Fellow Texans, I am proudly standing here to humbly see. I assure you, and I mean it. Now who says I don't speak out as plain as day? And fellow Texans, I'm for progress and the flag. Long may it fly. I'm a poor boy, come to greatness. So it follows that I cannot tell a lie.
What the hell did he say?
Same as usual, not thankful.